2-Minute Drill from Points of Truth Ministries of the Crusade Church. We will move in the direction of our most dominant thought. What each of us does depends upon what we value most. Jesus said, count the cost of being one of his disciples. To some, the cost seems infinitely small, but to others, it is far more than they're willing to pay. Jesus and his way must be valued above all else, or we are simply not worthy of him. Jesus said, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father, mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, and yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. The meaning of this in the Greek is by comparison of his love for me. Jesus prophesied that he had not come to bring peace, but a sword, which would cause division even among family members. Jesus demonstrated his love for us and how much he valued us by dying on the cross. And he expects us to take up our cross and place the same value in him. He said, and he who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He has called us to intimate fellowship and a holy covenant. And as a bridegroom of the church, has a godly jealousy for his bride. When you say yes to the Lord, you cannot have wandering eyes for another. Our eyes are set on what we value most, and whose relationship we cherish most is the one we value most. It must be Jesus. He cannot share his glory with those with a lesser commitment. Those who see the value of a life in Jesus and the eternal reward which follows run to him without delay. Each person must consider what truly following Jesus will cost them and decide for themselves if they value him above all else. God has given us life, and our life will one day leave us and return to him. Those who lay down this temporary life to put Jesus first will receive eternal life in the fullness of joy. Jesus said, he who has found his life will lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake will find it. For more information, visit our website, pointsoftruth.com.